A deadly situation is unfolding in Syria, where thousands of people turned out to protest in several cities today. Witnesses inside Syria say security forces have again fired bullets and tear gas on protesters, killing dozens of people, including an 11-year-old boy. Anthony Shadid is covering the story for the New York Times from Beirut, Lebanon. And Anthony, you've been speaking with people inside Syria. What are they telling you?
Well, it's a tumultuous day. And I think the breadth of the protest and the people's willingness to defy security forces, which had mobilized over the past 24 hours, was a striking sign of the extent that this uprising has gone. We probably should caution, though, that it's not an Egypt or Tunisia-like moment yet. They haven't reached that critical mass that we saw in Cairo, for instance. There haven't been mass protests in Damascus and Aleppo. But that's not to say what we're seeing in Syria today is unprecedented. It's something almost unimaginable a couple months ago. This degree of dissent and unrest and protest is certainly shaking the regime.
And of course, it comes after the steps that President Assad took yesterday, signing decrees, abolishing the security courts, granting citizens the right to protest. What's the feeling there, Anthony? Is it that, too little, too late?
Well, I think Syria is a deeply divided society. It's a society that's, riven by differences over sex, ethnicity, class. There is a substantial support still for the government, for President Assad's government. And I think those reforms yesterday, at least anecdotally, may have even increased that support to some extent. There is deep resentment, though, of 40 years of one family's rule over the country. And I think what we're seeing in poor areas, among the young, among disenchanted, among intellectuals, is a certain frustration that change has come so late, that it only came after the protests began, and that it perhaps hasn't gone far enough.
Mm-hmm. You reached an activist in Homs. What's happening there?
Well, Homs was a city that witnessed one of the biggest protests yet. Monday night, there was an effort by demonstrators to stake out basically territory in one of the city's main squares. There was a pretty rough crackdown that followed the next morning before dawn, and they dispersed those protesters. So I think a lot of people were looking at Homs and trying to see whether we would see a repeat of that. There wasn't, as far as we can tell. There was a huge security deployment over the past 24 hours, and residents we've talked to in Homs said it was almost an eerie quiet. They heard occasional bursts of gunfire coming maybe every 15 minutes, but most people seem to be staying indoors, hoping to avoid any trouble.
What's the government saying about the protests and the crackdown?
Well, the government is remarkably quiet so far. I mean, we've seen these statements from President Assad, but they've expelled journalists. They're not letting journalists in. They've in some ways ceded territory to social networking sites, to activists who are doing, being much more sophisticated in getting their message out. So we're seeing a government that's still in some ways kind of plays by the old rules. The old rules when there wasn't the internet, when they could basically seal the borders and word wouldn't get out about what's going on. Obviously those days have passed.
Now, you mentioned that this is not exactly an Egypt or Tunisia moment in terms of the number of demonstrators involved here. But in Syria, the military is loyal to the government, unlike in Egypt. So what does that mean for what might happen next here if these protests continue? Is it only going to get worse?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And I think it's important to keep in mind where President Assad still finds his support. That's in the military security services. There's an economic elite that's prospered under the past several years of his government. And there are sizable minorities, religious minorities, Christians and heterodox Muslim sects, who fear what the government's collapse would mean. They look across the border to Iraq and they see how minorities fared over the past 10 years in Iraq, and that wasn't very well. So I think there's a sense of maybe a fear of the unknown, a fear of what would come after the government's fall, but in some ways, maybe not legitimizes the government, but does provide some source of support.
All right. Anthony Shadid, who's covering the story of the protests in Syria for the New York Times. He's covering them from Beirut, Lebanon. Anthony, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.